Why?
Oh, it's just the news. The news out of London.
Okay. Let's start.
It's dreadful, Rabbi. Absolutely dreadful what's going on.
Hanukkah. We're going to say something on Hanukkah. Hanukkah miloshen chinuch. Chinuch. I don't know. Maybe there's a certain hashgacha potis about Hanukkah, the beginning of the year. Beginning of the year to be mechunach when it comes to the year. This is the first Yom Tov after Yom Ha'Noraim, after Sukkot. You're going to hear with a certain chinuch, a certain aspect of grooming, of understanding something in hashgacha. I was thinking, there's a loshen in Rav Putna, in Pachad Yitzchak, a beautiful idea. In reality, the avoida of the Chashmonaim was greater than the avoida of the Nisim. The Chanukas HaMenorah was greater than the Chanukas of the Nisim. Why?
Who says that?
Remember the Lashon of the Ramban in Parshas Bahaloisra, that Chol Shadaita, Aaron became very downhearted, that he didn't have a chelik in the Chanukas HaMishkom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelecho Gedolah Mishalehem, because you have the Menorah, you'll have the Menorah in the future, in reality, but the Chanukah Sanasim was only at that time. So it says Rav Putna. He explains in the following way. It's a beautiful he'or of Rav Putna. Chanoich lena al pi dalkoi, gam ki yazkin lo yosu mimen. It's a pasuk in Mishnei. Chanoich lena, there were two aspects of chinuch. Chanoich lena al pi dalkoi, the child at the time. When you're dealing with the child, that's a certain chinuch at the moment. And then there's something called a derech hachayim, al pi dalkoi. That derech he'll take on for the rest of his life. So the chinuch is for the present, but also if it's done well, it'll be a derech hachayim for the future. So says Rav Putna. And therefore, the Chanukas HaMishkon by the Nesiim was at the Shaita, was at the time of the Asid Lovay, the Chanukas of the Menorah will be Asid Lovay. And therefore, the derech, he says, is much greater, the derech hachayim which you come out with. And therefore, perhaps that's an element of the chinuch that we must take out when it comes to Chanukah in the following way. The Derech Hashem, the Ramchal brings in Derech Hashem, that all the Yom Tovim that we have, all have a certain Or Hagonas, which from the beginning of creation, meaning there's a certain Kedusha which we take out at each time of the Yom Tov, and you go back into that time of Kedusha again. For example, when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, once again we're involved with the Gulas Mitzrayim of the Shechina. When it comes to Matan Torah, again we're involved in the Torah. You go back into the time. We have Deslamites about it in Michtam Hinoah. Many times he says, "We're not historical celebration. We don't historically celebrate Matan Torah. You go back into Matan Torah. You go back into the time of the Kedusha of that time. For example, Sukkot again is the time of Shechina Batav Torah. The same idea that you go back into the idea of the moment, and you take again. That's the chinuch. The chinuch is to take out again that moment of Kedusha and that moment of Hashpah, which you have. So let's go into Chanukah. What exactly is the issue? What is the finger on the pulse when it comes to Chanukah? I think it all revolves around one particular pasuk. Remember when Noach was lying down and he was shikah, and the two sons, Shem and Yofes, came in and covered him over.
Walked him backwards.
Then, they walked backwards. Then Noach gave a bracha, Yafta lakim liyefes, v'yishkoim ba'ohalei Shem. The deity, that is the enormous problem that we have. Yafta lakim liyefes, Yovan was given the gift of Chochma, and also beauty, and also v'yishkoim ba'ohalei Shem. He's together with Shem. There's a smichas of the two together. You have a connection of the Chochma of Teva, together with the Chochma of Torah. They were both given Yovan, but they're in the Mishkan of Shem. They're in the Ohel of Shem. And that's the biggest problem we have. The culture and the Western ideas and all the dress and the entertainment, which you have is Greek, there are Greek ideas inside the Chochma of Torah. That's an enormous test of Chinuch. If you get it right, you're on the if you're on the wrong track, it's catastrophic. You come out Greek. You come out lose completely the connection. And that is the biggest test. The biggest test of all is there's Yofi in Yovan. There is Yofi in Yovan. The Chochma, the Teva, the architecture, the sport, the drama, the entertainment that they have. That is all Greek. Together with that is the Chochma of Torah. They were both given Chochma. They were given Yofi. And the test is to make sure you divide the two between, you make sure this is Torah and this is Greek. And if you don't know the difference, then you're in a mess. You're in a terrible, terrible mess. I remember once with my mother, Alea Shem, I was once sitting with her somewhere, and we saw a video. It was made a tremendous impression on me, of the great Leonard Bernstein, the great conductor. He was teaching a group of conductors how to conduct a piece of music. It was stimulating to watch. It was a whole group of conductors, and he was telling me, I think it was something Spring by Vivaldi, a beautiful piece of music, Spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I remember he told them as follows. He said, before you tell your orchestra to play this piece of music, tell them to imagine going out into a meadow in springtime and the sun and the birds and the flowers and everything. Now, put that into the fiddle and fiddle that out. Fiddle that music out. It was ingenious at what he was saying. I was like, never, he's a Yid. If you really would have been motivated, if you had the chutzpah, you would have said, to the Habayi Olam, who created that spring, That's the they go short. The Chochmas HaTeva is a wonderful thing, but it doesn't get the point. It doesn't go to the Habayi Olam, and that's the Chochma. There is tremendous Yofi in Teva. There's tremendous Yofi in the Chochma of Yovan, but they don't go far enough. That's the problem. The problem is it falls short. I remember I had a friend who I used to learn with, Oliver Sholem. I used to learn with in Birmingham. He used to come and learn with me all the time, and then I remember he got a scholarship to Oxford University, all expenses paid, open scholarship. Wow. He was a genius at languages, I think he knew French, German, Spanish, Italian. He was a genius at languages. And after the first year, I remember he said to me, he hasn't got time to come and learn with me. Second year, I remember I walking around town without any capital on, like a goy. Third year, he wasn't with us anymore. He had died of overdose of drugs.
Oh.
He got caught up in the university, caught up in the culture of the union, everything. You lose your way. You got caught up in the culture, caught up in the whole thing of it. No, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. I was brought up with Shakespeare and all these beautiful lines of Shakespeare, clever lines of Shakespeare. It's very beautiful, beautiful chochma. Mm-hmm. But lemaisa, it's yaifi, but there's no kedusha in it. And that's the point. The kedusha is missing. And that's, I think, yaftel akim leyefes, the avishka moyanish. There's tremendous yaifi in it, but you must be able to distinguish that's Greek. And that's no kedush, that's teva, and there's no pnimius. The pnimius is the pnimius in toyo. That's the difference between them.
May I ask a question?
Yes, sure.
What is it about, what lack is there in Yiddishkeit or in Torah, not in Torah, in Yiddishkeit, in people living, that makes it, that opens them up to being attracted to living a Hellenistic life?
Because of the beauty.
What's lacking in Torah?
There's no pnimius. We'll come on to that now. There's no pnimius. The pnimius is missing. The chitzonius is there, but there's no pnimius.
We see that in our culture today.
That's exactly the problem. Let's have a look at the pasuk. If you look at the two sides of Al-Hanisim of Purim is not the Al-Hanisim of Chanukah. The Al-Hanisim, the Hashmid La'Roi Gul'Abed is Kol HaYehudim, is annihilation. That's a Holocaust. That's Purim. But here is the Hashkicham Torah Serol Habir Mechuk. What did they went to the jugular? They went to the lifeline. The Hashkicham Torah Serol Habir Mechuk is the Wuchis. Haman was after another thing. Haman was after something else, the lives of the people. But here was the culture, the brilliance, the ingenuity of Kali. So that was the difference between the two of them. Lamaisa, I think I often bring it out, the difference between the four rivers which came out of Gan Eden. Mm-hmm. Each one of them represented a different goddess.
Right.
It was Pishon and Gichon. Chidekel and Poras, four rivers. Chazal say Pishon was Bovel. Poshu means like a bulldozer. They came into the base of Mikdash and destroyed the base. So Bovel was like destructive, Poshu. Gichon was Haman. Gichon al Gichonuch was sly, cunning, the cunning of Haman. Chidekel is Hanukkah, we'll wait a second. And Poras is Edoim. Poras is Adam, near the assimilation. Chidekel, I remember our brev used to say, Chidekel is made of two words, Chad v'kal. Sharp and light. Sharp and light means it gets in and you never even knew it was there. Like a surgeon gets in and you never knew he took your neshama out. The brilliance, he gets in, it takes you, it's sharp and light, and you never knew, it's so brilliant, you never knew, and you lose your neshama from it. You get caught up in the culture and you lose it all. That's the point. You can get caught up in the whole Talbot, the whole culture, the dress, the entertainment, the food, the sport, the architecture, the drama. You get caught all up in it, and that's the yofi. And there is yofi there. There is yofi. And it can take you away from Yiddishkeit completely. There's no pnimius behind it. What's the definition? I think the definition really comes out. The Gaon mentions it in Hashir and also in Esther. Yofei toya v'yofei mare. What does it mean, Yofei Toa V'Yofei Mare? Esther was described as Yofei Toa V'Yofei. In beauty, it means, Yofei Toa means a beautiful nose, beautiful eye, a beautiful limb. Yofei Toa means a specific limb, a beautiful face. Yofei Toa means, Toa Bas Mare is an overall look. That's what it means. In physical beauty, it means Esther was perfect limbs and also an overall look, which was very beautiful. Says the Gaon, but it means much more than that. Yofei Toa means also in Ruchnius, Maisa Mitz, perfectly done, perfectly formed mitzvahs, a perfect mitzvah putting on tefillin, a perfect mitzvah of tzitzis. Yofei Toa in Ruchnius, it means more. She wasn't just a pretty face, she also is a perfect in mitzvahs. And Toivas Mare means Midas Toivas, good Midas. That's what it really means, more than that. That means much more than that. It doesn't just mean physical beauty and looks. It's more than that. It's interesting. The Gaon says also, when it comes to Ahasuerus looking for the wife after Vashti was taken away, what did he look for? What's the word in the Tovas Mara? A pinup. A pinup. A Tovas Mara. A film star. Nothing more. Just a pinup. A beautiful face. Whatever it is. Nothing more than that. A pinup. There's no panemius. There's nothing inside it. And that's the difference between it. If you don't get to the panemius, you're not getting there. The panemius is the whole thing. And therefore, the chinuch, which we have, which comes out of Chanukah, the chinuch is to make sure you're involved in the kedusha of it and not you get caught up in the chitzonius of it all. And it's very easy to get caught up. All the students who go to university and everything, the culture, the sport, the entertainment and everything. I was thinking just before, as I was trying to prepare the shiur a little bit more, you don't get any Harvard or Yale in Babylon, no? Or in Iran, you don't get anything like that. You don't get any Aristotle in Modai. There's no such thing as an Aristotle. There's no such thing as ingenuity there. No, it's just brains. Or Aesop doesn't necessarily. Maybe Aesop's picked up from there's Oxford and Cambridge from Greek culture, but not from Babylon. It doesn't come from Babylon. It doesn't come from Edom. It's all Greek. The Greek is the source of it all. It's all Greek. There's no culture there. The culture is the Greek culture, which is so attractive to it. That's what the problem comes out from.
Yosef curling his hair and being told off.
Oh, wait, can I come on to Yosef in a minute? We'll come on to Yosef in a minute. One second. Let's go a little bit further. Let's do certain mamozim. I think there are certain mamozim. We're learning with Yitzchak. There's a difference between two brachas. What's a bracha you make if you see an Adam Godel in Torah? What's the bracha you make? And what's a bracha you say if you would see a Isaac Newton or Rembrandt? What's the bracha? The boss of Adam. What's the difference between the two?
What was the first one?
A chelek.
A chelek means you received a part of it. You received something from it. You received
a chelek in
the locus. But he was given there's a recognition of where it comes from. Like a giraffe has a long neck, he was given a good head. But there's no connection for where it comes from. Nosan implies it's his, and he was a lucky man. He was given something. Cholak means, you know, the source where it comes from. And that's the Yirat Shamayim which is behind it all. I remember Rav Chaim Friedlander once, so I remember a beautiful expression he says in his writings there. He says, Yovan is the same as Yoina. Klal Yisrael is Yoina. And Yovan is the same letters. What's the difference? One is Zohar and one is the Kaver.
Mm-hmm.
Yovan is Zohar, a male. Mm-hmm. And Yoina is Maccabel.
Yeah.
And the national emblem of Greece is an olive. The national emblem of Klal Yisrael is a menorah. One is intrinsically brilliant and one is receiving the brilliance. No? Receiving the brilliance. That's the point. Receiving the brilliance of it. That's the whole point of it all. There's a difference between it. One is recognition of where it comes from. That's a beautiful pasuk which says in Mem Hey, Yof your feet sub me bidam hutzak chain besif say sefer. The chain of a Talmud Chacham is everything. The chain is the Yor Shamayim which is behind it all. What's the definition of chain? What is a chain? Motzasi chain beinech. What does it mean? Noach motzah chain beinech Hashem. Im motzasi chain beinech odiacha odiacha dochecha. What does it mean? What is chain? What is chain? Chain, I think, is
something that's lovely.
Ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no? Metzias Chain is to find favor, to find love in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Talmud Chacham has Chain, his connection to his Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Talmud Chacham which is behind it all. That's the difference between the two. If that's the case, without being too facetious, and I don't mean to be too cynical, I mean, let's take the point a little bit further. If you'll excuse me, no one should get insulted here, especially in Eish Kodesh. Don't be insulted. Please don't get insulted. Don't insult it with me. You can be Haredi Greek style. No? You can be Haredi Greek style. No? You can be Haredi. What would the Greeks say about a beautiful stripe or a beautiful shaitel? What would they say about it?
Oh, that is very, very culturally interesting.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. No, it's beautiful. How the Bible would say that. What would the Greeks say about a beautiful Aron Kodesh, a beautiful
mahogany? Same thing, art.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Gorgeous. It's beautiful. No? See, it's a beautiful. What would they say about a smorgasbord? Terrific.
Where's the chazer?
You can be Haredi Greek style. You can do it all. What do they say? A long white beard and piers and a beautiful black hat. It's beautiful clothing. Hadrosponim. They don't get it. It's all chas v'shalom. I don't mean to say that. I'm being cynical and I'm going too far. But the point is, you know, you can get a beautiful white tablecloth, silver candlesticks. You know, it's all beautiful. Of course, it's all. If it's the Kovod Shabbos, if it is the Kovod Shabbos, then that's fine. So, but you can get caught out.
So you mean two people can be doing exactly the same things?
And yet,
preparing a beautiful Shabbos table, beautiful meal. One person could have their kavanah could be mamash to raise the kedusha of Shabbos and the simcha of Shabbos, and the other person says, "Oh, because
it's Greek.
The best piece of meat.
It's Greek,
and yes. I love how it's presented. The food presented.
It's Greek. It's Greek. Right. The music, shweki music. It's great music. It's great. It's lively. It's good. No,
you just nishal shweki.
Zorba the Greek. No, it's the same. same thing. No? Chas v'shalach. I'm being too cynical, but you get the point. You can lose it. You can lose it.
It's also the challenge today in terms of like the kids. Like there's so much that's being influenced. It's like
we hear the music that goes on downstairs.
Exactly.
You go to a bar mitzvah now. I mean, I can sort of talk because I remember bar mitzvahs a little bit before, but the music is indistinguishable from.
Yes.
The words are different.
Yes. Right? The words are different.
It's the same as like what you hear out in the wider world. Yeah,
did ever tell you of Hirsch's definition of the different music? Beautiful. Hirsch says the three sons of Noah, Shem, Chom, and Yofes, is the music of each of them. Who is Yofes? Who's Yofes?
Greek.
I mean, I suppose Schubert, Beethoven. Ma'od ma'od yafeh. Ma'od yafeh. Ma'od yafeh. Who is Chom?
Africans.
Who is Cham?
Rap music.
Reggae music. Black music. Very passionate. Hot.
Jazz.
Very hot. Very
a lot of drums.
Jazz.
A lot of music.
Jazz.
I used to live in England, in Birmingham. There used to be West Indians. The noise and the drums. And very hot. Very passionate. No, right. Black music is very hot. Reggae music. Very passionate.
Very.
Who's Shame?
Jewish.
Shame is a tachlis. Labim is a tachlis. It has a tachlis to it. And the music might be very hot, it might be very musical, might be very, but it has to have a tachlis to it. If it doesn't have a tachlis, the Labim had the tachlis, the purpose to it, to lift you up. There's a Gaon. I once saw the Gaon is brought down in Pasa Shulchan, in the Sefer brings down that when the Gaon finished his parish on Shir Hashem, he said one of the most significant ways of Aliyah and Kedusha is through music. Music can lift you up.
Mm-hmm.
Music can lift you up to a very high level, see, if it's the Shem Shamayim. That's the point.
That's what it's doing these days. Like the kids, they're so attracted to this modern style of
exactly.
Electronic music and whatnot.
Yeah. So they don't know what the alternative
is. It's hard
are.
To, in a way, just separate between right. what's, let's say, Greek style and Haredi style.
Haredi style.
But it's all so.
That's the Yishka and Baalei Shame. It's there in, it's together with shame.
Yeah.
The Yofi is there in the middle, and you have to be very careful. In Chinuch with children, be very careful to make sure you know the difference between it. Otherwise, it's Greek Haredi style. No? The music, the clothing, the dress, the entertainment, you can all lose it. You can go right off the rail.
That's what they're attracted to.
The Pnimius.
Attracted to
what we're talking about.
Where B'tochel Lashma B'Lashma comes into it as well.
Okay.
We were talking this morning about the way, but the Greek, the Olympics, the Greeks have a torch.
Yes. Torch. It's the torch, the Kedusha, the light.
What's it with a torch?
What's the torch? Well, I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. Let's go a little bit further. There's a beautiful Sefer, which is by Reb Leib Friedman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was one of the Balei Musa in Yerushalayim. He actually wrote a Sefer called Tzidkas HaTzadik. He had a machloikis with the Chazanish, how to write a tzaddik in a Sefer Torah. I personally had a connection with him. He used to come to London to daven in the minyan where he davened by Rav Berfter. Interesting. And when I was a bocher, I was about 26, 27. It's a beautiful story about him. And a friend of mine went over to him and asked him, Yonason needs a shidduch. I was an older bocher. So he said, he'll only become a chosen if he comes to Yerushalayim. And my brother said, go to America to find a shidduch. I said, but Blake Friedman has said to me, go to Eretz Yisrael. So I met my wife in America and we became engaged in Yerushalayim. On the bracha. He was a tzaddik. He wrote as follows, a beautiful hell. He said, he brought down from the Arizal. It's a sefer called Vayev Yosef. Yosef was a Yosef. Oshay Tevos. Yefei Toyav Yefei Mala. Yefei Toyav Yefei Mala. The Rashi Tevis of Yosem, he was a Yosem, he was an orphan. Every Nisayan of Yosef was to deal with beauty. Mm-hmm. He himself was Ma'od Yafeh, and he made himself look very Yafeh. His mother was very Yafeh, no? Mm-hmm. Ashes Potiphar, all the same, no? All the women in Mitzrayim would throw all their gold things. His greatest Nisayan was a Nisayan of Yofi. Right. And yet we know, the Zohar brings down, Omar Pinchas, Miyom Sha'ola Al Daito, from the time that Yosef became a thinking person, Lo Poska Mimenu Ruach HaKodesh. Unbelievable. He never loved Ruach HaKodesh. Unbelievable Nisayan. Everything was a test of beauty, and yet we always have a Shidduch every year when it comes to Chanukah, Parshas of Yosef. Every year we're dealing with Yosef. Yosef is the partner for Chanukah. On the one hand, you have Greek, Yofi, and you have Yosef on the other side. And by Yosef, every single parasha in the Torah by Yosef is always an inyan of Kedusha. Every single time. He came down to Mitzrayim, he worked by Potiphar. Yudke Vovke Ito. He was, what's the next Maisa which he came down? The Beit HaTorah, Yudke Vovke. He comes in front of Elohim Ya'aneh Shalom Parah. In front of Eshes Potiphar. Every time he mentions Elohim, Kilamichya Elohim, right? He saw his father's face. Afterwards, when Yaakov had died, and he turned around to the brothers, they said, "We'll be your Eved. We'll do whatever you want to say." And Yosef turned around and said to him, "No, Elohim Hachashav Latoiva." Always mentioning Shem Hashem. Mm-hmm. Shem Hashem was on his mouth all the time. That's the difference. He had tremendous beauty, but he was over. His gavur was to overcome the beauty. It was inside. It's always the match for Chanukah. I'm always amazed at that. The match for Chanukah is always Yosef. Tremendous beauty. And inside the Yofi was tremendous Kedusha behind it all. That was the greatness of Yosef. The Pnimius is everything there. That's it. And that's what you were saying just before. If all the things you do for Shabbos have all done the Shem Shamayim, then it's all the Shaitel and the Shtreimel and the food and everything and the mute. Everything has Kedusha. If not, it's Greek style. It's Haredi Greek style. A tremendous test in Kedusha, you know. And the child picks up on it, I think, tremendously. The child realizes when a parent, I think, is l'shem shamayim, or it's done for outside. And I see it very often in families as well. Children pick up on the Kedusha of a father, of a parent. They see what's behind it. There is maybe beauty in the house and all the different things which they have, but the children see it. They understand what's behind it all. Especially a bit for Boch, is said with Kavana, you know. They realize the pnimius of something, everything inside. Mm-hmm. Let me show you a posuk. Is a Shir Hashirim anywhere? Show a beautiful posuk. I'm always impressed with this posuk. Is there a siddur? No. That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's good enough. Listen to this posuk. I always find this posuk a beautiful posuk. The building of the Beis HaMikdash, of Mishkan. Look at this loshon here. Perek Gimel, posuk Tes. Listen to these words. And imagine, Apirian Osa Lai HaMelech Shlomo, a canopy King Solomon made. It means the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'atzeh Halavonoin, beautiful cedar wood, no? Imagine, cedar wood everywhere. Amudav Osa Kesef, all the pillars were made of silver. So cedar wood, pillars of silver. Rapidoso Zohov, the seat was made of gold. It means the Kodesh Kodoshim. Merkava Algomon, and all the hangings were purple. Now you have cedar wood, silver pillars, a golden seat and hangings of purple.
Beautiful.
Toichai rotsuf avo. Everything had a veneer of avo. Avo. What's avo? Hashem. Meaning, the scene was beautiful, but it all was a veneer of avo. Hashem was over it all. That's a beautiful point. Meaning, there was beauty there, but everybody realized that besides all the beauty, there was rotsuf avo. Means everything was covered with avo Yisrael. Which is a tremendous, beautiful limit behind
the
it.
The Kavana that assembled everything. What? The Kavana that built everything.
The Kavana built it all. The physical was beautiful. It was physically beautiful. They say that, I think, Herod's Beis HaMikdash, when Herod built it, the Gemara brings down in Baba Basra, a beautiful building. It was like the waves of the marble had a waves and a beautiful, beautiful design. But the Ava was there. The Ava was there. That's the Teichem. That's the Chinuch which we have behind it all. I wanted to mention to you something which I saw, and I can't remember whether it was a Beis HaLevi or Rebbe Yerucham, I don't know. But he gave a fabulous moshul. I think it's a Beis HaLevi, but I'm not sure. I tried to look it up before, and I couldn't find it in my notes. He gives the following moshul. We have inside us a guf, and we have a neshama. So guf has certain desires of physical desires, hanos haguf, and the neshama also has needs of spiritual growth as well. So the moshel is as follows: both of them need replenishment, the guf and the neshama. The guf is represented by the flame. You burn up the flame. The flame is the passion outside. The shemen represents the neshama inside. The problem with all hanos of the guf is that it burns and burns, but nothing is replenished. There's no spiritual growth inside. The oil represents the neshama itself. The neshama keeps on replenishing itself. The reason why people who are so tied up with physical pleasure, they burn out. Why do they burn out? A person involved in promiscuity, a person who is involved with food, a person who is involved in money, in the end he burns up. What does it mean he burns up? He has no real sipuk. Why isn't he satisfied at the end? Because there's no internal satisfaction. There's no neshama. The neshama never got any food from it. It's all physical. It's all external. That's why Greek beauty at the end of the day, very nice, but he never grew as a person. Person never grew, never moved on. Masha'en Kain, something which is spiritual, when the oil is being replenished all the time, therefore you find a Talmud Chacham, 80 years or 90 years old, he's still learning 18 hours a day, whatever. He's still attached to his, how can he be so attached to it? Because the neshama is always replenishing itself. The guf cannot, you can only eat so much. You can only, have taiva for so much. After a time, the taiva burns out because the flame is burning, but there's no spiritual growth, and therefore you get caught up. If there's only something physical, there's no spiritual growth at all behind it all. That, I think, Rabbi Yisrael, is the reason why we say on Shemit, is there a siddur anywhere? A siddur. That's why we have. Everything is on hand. Everything is on hand. That's why I think we say the Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis to David of the Shir Shalyam. Why is this the Shir Shalyam? It's a beautiful Shir. Why is it? The end is really the Ikka. Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis to David. It's going on. The Maaseh is not talking about Chanukah Sabayis. The whole Perek is talking about the ups and downs in life. I go up and I do Ram, Chaim Biotzon, about Erev Yonim Bechi, Shema Hashem Koli. The last pasuk is the ikar. Leman is amechocha bevelo yidoyim. Hashem elokai la'olam odeka. Leman, in everything that you go through in life, the real chinuch of a person is the amechocha. If you know a little bit in Tehillim, a nickname for the neshama is kavod. Ura kavodi. Kavod is the neshama of a person. Yizamecha chobet, that the neshama should always be singing, below you then, and not get silence. If you have too much physical attraction, your neshama gets silence. Hashem elokai la'olam odeka. I will always thank you. That's the growth in spiritual terms which you have. Those are the points. In other words, if you grow spiritually, then you have, that's the tachlis of it. Then you took out the spiritual element of it, and you, avada, you have physical enjoyment, physical attraction type of, but if the neshama is always singing, and that's really the tachlis of Chanukah, if you can tap onto the spiritual side of it, then already you have much more connection. That's where the growth, and that's what chinuch is. Chinuch means that in the end, that's what Rav Huttner mentioned at the beginning. Chinuch, if you can attach a derech hachaim out of Chanukah, and that's the limud which comes out, I think, from Chanukah. Chanukah is to make sure you're going on the right spot. You're directing your koichas to the spiritual side and not just the physical side. That's the element of beauty, the beauty of behind it all. Yifei toav, yifei ma. That's the reason why the shidduch is made with Yosef as well. Yosef was yofi, but inside Yosef was tremendous kedusha behind it all. And unbelievable nisayon, all the time with beauty. Even the poros were beautiful, no? Even the poros, the seven fat cows, yofos, poros, everything was yofet by Yosef. Everything was yofet. But he was able to, every incident which is recorded inside the Torah is always an incident of kedusha. Hashem, kilmicha shelakalakim, Hashem itoy, every time it with eyes of kedusha, which he had. Those are the points, I think, that's the chinuch, I think, you have to come out with Chanukah, both sides. Those are points which I wanted to say. Really more than which I think is important. Okay, we'll leave it there.
Just a question on like a more dictal question. Why is it the Alanism or just Alanism? What's the difference between the two? And what's the correct?
I think it's a nusach of some the Alanism.
Is it the Alanism?
It's connected to the Hoidah, no? Me'olam kibinu lach ve'alanisim.
We should be saying ve'alanisim.
I think you say ve'alanisim. I think you say ve'alanisim. Yes, yes.
So there are elements in the Yeshiva world that feel that we have no shaykes with Yavan at all. The music, mental Torah, shtus. You do hear that a lot. That music,
sports,
us. Yeah. Well, maybe some melodies on Shabbos, but that's great.
Don't think you have to take out from it all. You take out from the points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think sports are very good. I used to do a lot of sports. I think sports, but you have to know the limit. You have to know if it doesn't become like a passion for you, overwhelming. I think. The music as well. Singing as well is very important. Singing is very important. You picked up too much Litvish, I think, Toyo. No,
must be.
I don't
know. Your point is well taken. If you at the Seder in North America, mm-hmm. they're always talking about the Stanley Cup Finals. Who's in the playoffs? Hockey.
Yeah. But Victor Miller was a tremendous singing. Used to sing tremendously. Levi Solbelsky used to sing tremendously as well. I remember when I used to live in Haunov, so there was the yeshiva. But Moshe Shmuel Shapira, he was a brisker, and I remember that he was a nephew to the Briskerov. So the Briskerov once turned around to him and said, "Moshe Shmuel, you should sing." So singing, I have to learn. He said, "No, if you can't sing, you can't learn Torah." That's Briskovort. If you can't sing, you have to be able to. I had a Rebbe who was a tremendous Rabbi Fink, who used to sing beautifully. I think it's mistaken to negate it all. I think it's a chaval. You're missing out. Music is tremendous. But you have to know what to take out. The food on Shabbos is very important. The dress on Shabbos is very important. The covered, everything is beautiful. A tablecloth, beautiful silver candlesticks, beautiful food, beautiful. But you have to know what the essence is.
Like the battles that are happening. The kids were seen. He was seen playing basketball. Oh, he has to go.
Do you agree with that? I don't really understand.
I just know big people are holding that way. That if he plays basketball,
I never heard that from a Volba. I never heard a Volba.
On Shabbos?
I never heard that from
a Volba. Sure, period.
Or maybe
period.
On Shabbos.
Period, really.
Maybe not Shabbos.
Period. Really, yeah. Sure. You see guys playing yeshiva basketball at an Israeli yeshiva.
Israeli is much darker than America. In America, they give it much more open, much more space.
There was a famous picture a few years ago.
Why is there this thing? I mean, it's somewhat speculative, but as you indicated, in America, there's a broader spectrum of acceptability. Kids going out and playing basketball, it's not a big deal at all. Maybe even encouraged.
It's not
because you wouldn't find it.
They need some exercise.
The Masoros came differently. Here in Eretz Yisrael, from Chaim Sonnenfeld and Shmuel Saland. So different Masoros, they were much more involved in it, much more. And sport was seen as something very secular. But in America, it's not like that. It wasn't like that.
A
member of Hutner was very much, he allowed the boys to go out and play ball as well, in Chaim Berlin as well. I remember he saw a very important point as well. But who was it? Rabbi Newman, who was a principal in the school there. Remember, he allowed the boys to go out. The boys had to play ball. It's a different culture, what you brought up with.
There was a famous picture a few years ago that was going around. Rav Zev Lev was visiting grandkids in England. I don't know if it was England or America.
England.
It was England. And to go to a sports game, and the video was filming the sports game, eventually honed in on this saintly rabbi sitting in the ground learning a Daf Gemara. He went there, and
he explained why he went in America. He would do it in England, but he went to it in Israel. He was visiting his grandkids in England.
Yes,
and he explained why he
went to the
permitted himself to go to a soccer game there. I think it was soccer in England, but he wouldn't go to such a game in Israel.
It's because the background here.
It's a different culture.
There's a wonderful book out there called Music and Kabbalah, which really, I've only read parts of it, but Rabbi Glazerson, I forget his first name. He's written some amazing books. And he explores the depth of the Hebrew language and all the letters and things like that. He also wrote a Haggadah on the letters of the Haggadah. It's amazing. So this book, Music and Kabbalah, really makes the connection between the what's the wrong anemias of music and the connections to Hashem, to Shammai. It's nothing. It's no small thing.
But it's a culture. The culture is different here. It's a different culture here because of the matter of Chaim Sonnenfeld. They have a different background here. But certainly, children, people who come from Chutzlars, their background is different. They need that support. They need the activity.
Yeah.
You have to be careful, though. In the chiluch for the children, you have to be careful where to draw the line. Because once it becomes too much and becomes too much involved, you lose it. You can lose the kedusha behind it.
That's why I don't understand why so many simchas, as we're talking about, have all this really goyish music out there. You know, and
it's goyish sounding.
The music is yafes and chaf.
That's a very slippery slope.
Yeah. It's not. Because the music is pounding downstairs here.
Hold up. If there's melody and there's rhythm, you know, I mean, drums are not foreign to us. Rhythm is not foreign to us.
I'm not saying that.
So if the